chapter number 13, text number 1.
Six. Atra api Bhagavad Janma Kashyapat Adithehe Abhut Adityanam Avarajaha Vishnu Vamana Rupadraka Atrapi Bhagavan Janma Kashyapad Adirid Adbhut Adityanam Avarajo Vishnur Vamana Rupadrak Atrapi Bhagavan Janma Kashyapaditiret Bhut Adityanam Avarajo Vishnur Vamana Rupadrak Atrapi Bhagavan Janma Kashyapaditiret Adityanam Avarajo Vishnur Vamana Rupadrak Atra, in this Manu's reign, api, certainly, Bhagavad Janma, appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kashyapat, by Kashyap Muni, Adithehe, of Mother Aditi, Abhut, became possible. Adityanam, of the Adityas, Avarajaha, the youngest, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu himself, Vamana Rupadrak, appearing as Lord Vamana. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this Manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the youngest of all Adityas, known as Vaman, the dwarf. His father was Kashyap and his mother was Aditi. Sankshepato mayoktani saptamanvantarani te bhavishyanan athah vakshyami vishnoh satyanvitani cha. I have briefly explained to you the position of seven manus. Now I shall describe the future manus along with the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. Vivasvatascha dve jaye vishvakarma sute ube sanya chaya cha rajendra ye prag abhite tava. O king, I have previously described in the sixth canto the two daughters of Vishvakarma named Samgnya and Chaya, who were the first two wives of Vivashwan. Tritiyam varam eke tansam sanya sitasvayaha yamo yami shraddhadevas chayayascha sutashchunu. It is said that the sun god had the third wife named Vadava. Of the three wives, the wife named Samgnya had three children, Yama, Yami, and Shraddhadeva. Now let me describe the children of Chaya. Savarni stapati kanya bharya savarnasya ya shanischarya strutayo abhut asvino varamatmajo. Chaya had a son named Sarvani and a daughter named Tapati, who later became the wife of King Samvarna. Chaya's third child is known as Shanischara, that is Saturn. Vadava gave birth to two sons, namely the Ashwini brothers. Text number 11. Astame antara ayate sarvanir bhavita manu nirmoka virajasakadya savarni tanayanrupaha. O king, when the period of the eighth manu arrives, sarvani will become the manu, nirmoka and virajakasha will be amongst the sons. The present reign is that of Vaivasvat Manu. According to the astronomical calculations, we are now in the 28th yuga of Vaivasvat Manu. Each Manu lives for 71 yugas, and 14 such Manus rule in a day of Lord Brahma. We are now in the period of Vaivasvat Manu, the 7th Manu. And the 8th Manu will come into existence after many millions of years. But Sukadeva Goswami, having heard from authorities, foretells that the 8th Manu will be Sarvani and that Nirmok and Virajaksha will be amongst his sons. Shastra can foretell what will happen millions and millions of years in the future. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitamascha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो द वर्स नंबर 11 is, O king, when the period of the eighth Manu arrives, Sarvani will become the Manu, Nirmok and Virajaksha will be amongst his sons. So Srila Prabhupada gives a quite calculated understanding about how the time of past, present and future is working. This is very important that so much descriptions of the seminal succession or the dynasties have been described in Srimad Bhagavatam with specific names. They happen to be in the past and now going to happen in future. But past, present and future have been repeated. And Lord Shri Krishna has incarnated in every yuga. A yuga, according to this calculation, is very insignificant in the terms of Lord Brahma's 12 hours called Kalpa. In the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the calculation of a Kalpa is given. Sahastra Yuga Paryante Arhatma Brahmano Viduhu. It is only the half day of Lord Brahma, which is consisting of 12 hours, but it consists of 1,000 Mahayugas, means all four yugas, they revolve 1,000 times. That constitutes only 12 hours. Other means half. So the when Krishna is appearing in every millennium, means as scheduled incarnations, he will appear in the first three yugas, therefore he is called Triyugi. But in Kali Yuga, there are no scheduled incarnations, but there are hidden incarnations. And they can be forecasted too. But only those who are conversant with the Vedic knowledge, then they will be able to accept by proper understanding of these calculations. These calculations are of vast enormity in reference to our solar cycles. So because we don't have that experience, we take it as if it is coming out of imagination. Because when the brain has limitation to think and can't calculate even 24 multiplied by 2, children have to use calculator. The thinking power has been limited. They need an easy job to be done by calculator. But the previous training that we had gone through was to memorize all the tables, and one has to be very swift in answering. So with our limited fund of knowledge, and when the Kali Yuga is advancing, laziness in thinking is also advancing. Mandasu mandamatayo. So naturally, these calculations become a far distant reality to be grasped even. So we think, because it is beyond my limitation of understanding, I should take it for granted that it is an imagination. But Bhagavatam does not tell anything imaginary. Rather, it is a history of transcendental nature which has been ever happening. It happened before, it is happening now, and it is going to happen even in future. So those who are conversant with the science of spirituality, which is an eternal fact, what is this portion called past, what is this portion called present, and what is the portion that is called future, it is totally very insignificant. When we think of eternity, these things are going to happen, and we see even material life, even in material life, things are repeatedly happening. Just like Krishna says, bhutva bhutva praliyate. It comes into being and get annihilated too. So, the whole show is a temporary, it's like a flickering of an eyelid in the terms of eternity. So it's not a big deal for those transcendentalists like Sukadev Goswami to remain conversant about this Vedic truth, that he can foretell what is coming. And who were the personalities previously happened, they will be the same personality will be coming over again. These positions are occupied by the individuals who are qualified. So there will be always influx to occupy the position by proper qualification. And it is by the nature's arrangement that they have been there. But the positions are known as manus. Position of these living entities who are qualified to become progenitors. So they will have the functionality that Brahma is giving to them to procreate through sexual intercourse, because he saw that conception on the mental level will not generate population. In the third canto, we come to know that Brahma originally started mental conception and produced four kumaras and ordered them to procreate, and they say, forget it, you know, we want to remain brahmacharis. So Rudras came out from mind of Brahma, because Brahma was not satisfied when the mode of passion does not satisfy, turns into wrath or anger. So Rudras came out, and Rudras said, they came out crying, and they were so much impatient to demand from Brahma, give me a place, give me a position, and give me a function. So Brahma said, okay, go and procreate your own progenies. But then Brahma also started again through mental conception, created the seven rishis. And whatever the progeny, the seven rishis in turn that they were producing, they were being devoured by the Rudras, because conflict started between the different modes. So the whole material world, starting from the very beginning, came into the time cycle that was entangling. And yet, Brahma could not properly adjust his functionality on behalf of the Lord to give appropriate bodies to all the living entities who were in suspended state at that time, to give 8.4 million designs, and appropriate bodies were supposed to be given through the subsequent progeny of him, like seven rishis. So Brahma saw that this is an interference coming from the Rudra's progeny. So he said, stop it. This is not the way. We are supposed to populate the whole universe. How is it possible when you start, you know, devouring the whole thing which is being created? So the Rudras have to obey the father, and they refrained. But Brahma saw that this is not the way to populate. So through his mental conception, he produced Manu and Shatrupa. Manu and Shatrupa were engaged in the procreate facility through sex, and there comes the Manavas, the progeny subsequent to. So at every millennium, when Brahma is awakened and the suspended state of all the living entities are to be given proper bodies, so Manus will be coming. But during this calculation, when we try to understand that within one day of Brahma, 14 Manus are going to come. So each one is having a reigning period of 71 yugas. I think it is around 1,000 Mahayugas are to be divided by 14 Manus. So each one is having 71. And that is the period. And during that reign, the progeny is to be accounted for. The purpose of giving the names and showing the lineage of the dynasty is to remind us that whether a pure devotee in the dynasty has been born or not, or the Lord himself came as an incarnation. Because the prestige or the purpose of the original function of Lord Brahma is to populate the world on behalf of the Lord. In the beginning, Brahma had to ask the Lord that how can I serve you? But Brahma realized that he didn't have any of his own energy. So he asked for creative energy, and Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu bestows him. So it takes a lot of austerity. Even the process of Karmakanda was suggested in the Satya Yuga for the betterment of the progeny that can be maintained well. But again, it was an interference because modes of material nature can be pushing a living entity who is in charge of, say, procreating, may deviate. The example is given that In the descendants of Prithu Maharaj, Prachin Barhi was such an exalted king, very pious. He knows the function, but then he thought of the welfare of his population, so he engaged himself in Karmakanda, where animal sacrifice was supposed to be given. And he performed daily such Karmakanda just for the welfare. But when he ordered his 10 sons called Prachetas to perform the functionality of Prajapati, they were wise. They said, okay, we will perform, but let us go first to do the austerity. They did austerity tapascharya for 1,000 years. Lord Shiva is appreciating them that this is the correct way to become Prajapati. You can retain the purpose of being a Prajapati. That you are doing this function of bringing in the living entities into physical existence for their ultimate liberation. So this is good. But please, Lord Vishnu, I am giving you this mantra. And Prachetas accepted and they performed the rightful functionality of being Prajapati. But meanwhile, they were doing the austerity. Narad Muni thought, let me go and correct this guy, Prachin Barhi. Prachin Barhi was so much engrossed in animal killing under the name of sacrifice. The purpose was to maintain the praja. But the animals are also prajas. They cannot be rampantly killed in the name of yajna, because that is a deviation of the purpose. So therefore Narad Muni intercedes and starts explaining that, watch out, you are bearing a heavy karma. Everyone is waiting. Those who have been killed, they are waiting to pierce their horn. They are angrily waiting for you because your time is coming. So the idea is that Prajapati means one has to fulfill the obligations towards Lord Shri Krishna for the original purpose that functionality has been given. At the same time, you know, the performer must be disentangled. He should not get entangled. So, in this Manvantara avatar, Prabhupada said, we are in the seventh Manu, the Vaivasvat Manu, and Vaivasvat Manu, we are in 22nd Yuga, has been already passed out of 71. 28. Okay. So we are in the 28th. So yet we have 2/3 of the time yet to go. But meanwhile, how much opportunity is available to perform the functionality that's called God-given duty, in other words, of being Prajapati and remain disentangled. That has been a $64,000 question. We need to contemplate on this, you know. Sukadeva Goswami is pure devotee, liberated right from the birth, didn't want to get entangled. But nonetheless, he can describe so fluidly about the lives of the ideal kings who are grihasthas and who were carrying out these functions. This may be also able to answer why the kings have so many wives before. Because a Krishna conscious king, if he is able to procreate for the function of liberating all the prajas, then it is a rightful situation. In Kali Yuga, we forgot the main functionality of being a prajapati. We forgot. We are lazy. We have a completely adverse situation which is making us constantly struggling just to survive in bare bottom Krishna consciousness. Even our chanting is slacked, you know. We have to struggle even in the most fundamental aspect of Shravanam Kirtanam. What to speak of Vishnu Smaranam. So the idea is that in Kali Yuga, we can't, undermine the descriptions because we do not think that purpose of Krishna consciousness was the most important, or because we are being in Maya, or we have been constantly struggling with the moods and try to survive in Krishna consciousness by any reason and all reasons. But these descriptions by the standard of Sukadeva Goswami that has been described cannot be in vain. These descriptions are very meaningful, because if we retain the original purpose, then everything fits in. Purpose is to remain Krishna conscious. So the functionality of Lord Brahma can be very well inherited into subsequent prajas. So, when all the living entities are being produced by different prajapatis, but Manu and Shatrupa were the original progenitor of mankind. So, we have been given a very, very conscious task to perform our God-given duty and come out disentangled, and the purpose will be served. So, these things have happened in the past and is going to be happening in future, but the purpose can be forgotten and but can be revived and remembered. So this foretelling in the Shastra has to be taken into that concept. It has no material bearing, but everything is for spiritual. So naturally, when it manifests in future, never get surprised. This is all Krishna's transcendental energies working to manifest. So otherwise, what is the use of getting it forecasted? We need to fully get convicted on the faith that because this is an eternal function, eternal duty, it will keep on happening over and over again. As the Prabhupada said, that position is one thing and personality is another thing. Sometimes the position is named on the basis of personality. But in these chapters we will be finding that who becomes the descendants. So the personalities must be named. They are the living entities who are qualified here, who will become the sons of Sarvani Manu. That's also been said. So because Sarvani Manu will be the ruler for another 71 yugas. So naturally, and we have to keep the track. Srimad Bhagavatam is keeping all the track. I saw in New York one devotee made a big chart of the lineage of starting from Brahma, all the living entities and who ruled the world. And a chart was as big as the wall, with all the names that Srimad Bhagavatam was giving. He jotted down everything. But that functionality can be retained when the incarnation in that dynasty appears. At the same time, a pure devotee appears, everything will be maintained. But the time is strong, that is also Krishna's desire. So it comes and goes. It stays only some time. And this some time is very insignificant in the terms of eternity. And so it won't be surprising. We should not be discarding this understanding of kalpa and the progeny and the dynasty. It is important. So, anybody has any question? Yes.
A little addition, Maharaj, and a question. Each man rules for 71 Mahayug plus a Satyug. Each man. And which is a little over 308 years. The question is, you said the Lord is called Sri Yuga, but I thought in Kali Yuga, isn't Kalki...
It's by the end of Kali Yuga, but not within the Kali Yuga. When Kali Yuga is going to end, he will chop up everyone. So that is a scheduled incarnation. Yes.
I've always wondered about this. It's always been in the back of my mind, but fortunately or unfortunately, you're the first personality that I'm asking this question. And that is that Lord Brahma stays awake for 12 hours and he sleeps for 12 hours. And even in Kali Yuga, in our lifetime, if somebody sleeps 12 hours a day, they're considered to be in the mode of ignorance.
Sure.
So, Why is it that Lord Brahma sleeps for 12 hours and also the universe sleeps for 12 hours?
Definitely. Because it's a material creation. The point is that in the terms of eternity, 12 hours are very insignificant. When one goes back to Godhead and he sees that it is simply a dream, very insignificant time it is occupying. But the father and mother, they see the child is very safe. He's simply having a nightmare. So isn't this material creation a nightmare? What is the significance of nightmare in our life? In 24 hours, how much time do you spend for nightmare in the night? Nothing. It comes, it flips, maybe scared, but goes away. As soon as you wake up, it's gone. The point is that every cycle, you know, it's a concentric cycle over the cycle, over the cycle. But all the cycles revolve on the one central pivot called Krishna. Chakravat parivartante. Chakravat means just like a disk, Sudarshan disk. Therefore, Sudarshan disk is called the builder of time. The idea is that Brahma's 12-hour of night is ignorance. He was born in the darkness of ignorance too. When Brahma was born on the lotus, he couldn't find himself. He couldn't see himself. There was no light even. So how much ignorance Brahma would have? What was that he got awakened? It's the two words, tapa, tapa, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it entered into the 8 years of Brahma and woke him up. Means he remembered what he did the previous day, 24 hours back. The remembrance starts by the transcendental sound vibration. We are not supposed to do tapa tapa, but we are supposed to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and get awakened. Then we will get the same consciousness of what we are supposed to do. But he doesn't remain enlightened when he goes to sleep. Otherwise,
what
does
he do for 12 hours?
Eh?
What does he do for that long period?
Well, he's a baby. A baby sleeps for 12 hours or more even. Right? To us, he's the big boss. But in terms of Lord Krishna, he's insignificant. Our Brahma had only 4 heads. Remember, his ego was smashed when he visited Dwarka. And then, Mahatma
Buddha. I don't remember that he sleeps 12 hours, other than 12 hours is his day, 12 hours is his night. Is there somewhere you read that, or was that just a...
Kalpa is 12 hours, Prabhupada said in Bhagavad Gita.
12 hours a night, but he's asleep for the whole 12 hours. Just
because
it's night, you don't necessarily.
But still, what do you do in the night? Sleep.
Some people study
Bhagavatam,
stay up all night chanting.
Oh. And Brahma Murtha, he was chanting Hare Krishna? No way. Unless he heard the sound tapa tapa, because that was the only thing he has to do. But anyway, that what it says, that it is an active period of creation. When creation is to be, you can't create anything in the night while you are sleeping, can you? Except building skyscrapers in the mind. Why do you need detail?
No, the one said is that, no, like this Prabhupada's accent that 12 hours is, you know, he's sleeping, but there can be and after, but we don't, Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't explain as well.
I can explain only the principle, not the detail.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's all right.
So for us, we just have to accept that, you know.
Bhagavatam, can I explain it?
That's not. So it does not explain. It doesn't.
But Bhagavatam is not meant for explain to suit every mentality. It explains God's mentality. So we have to succumb to the desire of the Lord if we want to stay in transcendence. Otherwise it will become a mental speculation.
Thank you for a wonderful class. I had just a question, if you could please elaborate a little bit about, you were speaking about how the functionality of the manus is to, the project should become self-realized and make its way out of the material world. So I'm just asking, as a mother now, I have a great concern about doing that same functionality as you. I like that word, functionality.
Not the functionality means to raise the kid in Krishna conscious so they can be saved from the clutches of death.
Yes, so my question is that especially in this Kali Yuga, I find myself becoming very fearful of the situation that is created by the demons here. And my question is, like Srila Prabhupada once said, 20 years more, 20 years less, what's the difference? Just chant Hare Krishna and keep going when the devotees were going on and on about the fearful situation. And possibly war and all of these things. So my question is, how do I feel peaceful about doing that? The raising of the children, do I do the fight or flight understanding, do I just stay here and keep chanting Hare Krishna and make sure their minds are peaceful, or do I try to, somehow or other position ourselves in such a way that we can live a little longer to do that?
I can tell that the principle is that without sacrifice, Krishna is not pleased or doesn't manifest the situation that we desire. It requires so much sacrifice. Krishna consciousness or any attempt to create something can be only done out of sacrifice. So, when the varieties of functionalities are there, like raising a kid for you, but it's any work which is pertaining to Lord Krishna, it requires sacrifice. People have to give in charity, they have to become pure, they have to be austere, they have to do this, because they are purifying activities. We get scared because we have limitations. And we are in Maya, means we are attacked by the modes of nature, and because we are in the beginning stage, we express this fear. But once we have taken full shelter of Lord Shri Krishna, the fear goes away. And one becomes more confident. So when Srila Prabhupada instituted Krishna consciousness, he established the Krishna conscious principles and invested in the lives of the devotees on whose strength they will be able to apply for Devi Varnasham Dharma. That is to manifest yet. But meanwhile, the sacrifice is needed. So, how are we going to justify this? Is again a material question or material concern. There is no justification. Sometimes the weaker are becoming victimized, The stronger gets stronger, sometimes we feel. But that is the nature of matter, material. It is not meant for justification. One time one will be justified, other time he will not be favored. It is always like that. So that is the material aspect. But a devotee who is becoming stronger and stronger in spiritual aspect, he tolerates those inconveniences caused by so-called injustice in the material. And that is the only solace for progress. But meanwhile, the mercy of the Lord is inculcated in the practice of Krishna consciousness, which is perfect. The process given by Srila Prabhupada is so perfect that it can fructify after some time. So for example, you have right now children younger, so they can be easily cultivated, but when they become adolescent, they will not be even in your control. You know, their desires will be conflicting, and if they have their peer pressure or external pressure, if they study outside, how much the parents have to go? So it is a struggle. It bears the sympathy, but at the same time there will be a strong inculcation of Krishna consciousness that can give a hope to save the purpose. You know? So we have to grow and establish this Devi Varnashram system. Right now it is simply a talk, but we have to establish ourselves. Prabhupada wanted the community of devotees come together and put up, because then perfection will come. When we put in practice, it is exhibited and becomes ideal for others to follow. The functionality is the same. It's a God-given duty. If you read this, and in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Narad Muni is explaining ideal householder life and to Yudhishthir Maharaj, the first and foremost obligation is of the Lord. Then to convey it properly, you require a spiritual master and get guidance and perform that functionality by remaining detached. Perform expertly, but remain detached. Where is Dharmatma? Somebody was telling me this is Atachua, Atachua. Alachua is called Atachua. So it creates a kind of, you know, light-hearted situation. But still, everybody is given that functionality. Nobody can, you know, deny. We are stuck with it. As devotees, we are stuck with it. For ignorant mass, you know, ignorance is bliss. You know, they live like cats and dogs. But there are no cats and dogs here in the human form. There's a glorious community I'm visiting after 22 years. Well, it's a privilege to come. I was desiring for so many years. Shesha Prabhu said, come on, come on. First, his last 3-4 years he was telling. But I said, I'll try. I never came south of North Carolina, south of the border. I didn't come. So I took this opportunity. And I was just going away today. Anyway, thank you very much.
Somewhere.
New York, and he was in New York.
Yeah, I was in New Vrindavan.
Yes, you were too. You're still doing kalashas?
No.
You graduated to conchos.
How are you?
So this detachment, does that mean one should be, he makes an endeavor to raise Krishna conscious progeny, but if it doesn't happen that way, he's detached?
If it doesn't, he tried his best.
Either way.
The duties are there. Yeah. Duties cannot be neglected if they don't respond, but the inculcation of Krishna conscious culture will bring them back. It gives them opportunity to compare with the, you know, their so-called experience. Mm. They will never come.
It seems at a certain age you cannot
yes.
influence them anymore.
No, no, they're because we are exposing them to outside culture.
Even if you see Rishi Sringa, his father raised him in such a way that
complete brahmacharya, he didn't even know what a woman was.
Hey, Chatur!
Hariwar, how are you?
I just have to say hello. I didn't go to work.
Okay.
Good to see you. Hare after Krishna. 23 years. Now the ice is broken, you have to come regularly.
Oh,
at least once or twice a year.
Yeah. We'll see. Hare Krishna.
They kept him completely isolated, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. But it worked for Dashrat Maharaj, so he was instrumental to bring Lord Ramchandra.
That's
right. So it does. Everything is having some connection somewhere.
Siddhartha was the same, right? The Buddha tried to hide him from...
Yeah, that's correct. If you restrict, he will...
because I get this mood like, we haven't done that, that material thing, so let me go see and find out for myself.
Yeah. They get direct or indirect... pressure. They know. Parents, they have their limited experience that within the house they have the control, but outside they don't.
Yeah.
So, and they won't tell because they know inherently the parents do not want me to indulge. But somehow that I'm exposed. How can I defend myself?
But you have this like duty protection, but it doesn't seem possible.
Yes, but when he comes to the problem and exposes his problem to us, you can monitor it to some part by behavior and everything.
Try.
Yeah.
But they can avoid that monitoring if they wish.
But still, it is because your attachment and right connection to protect them, that is Krishna conscious. You know?
I get this sometimes feeling of failure.
That's all right.
Like, you know, what was the use?
Every parent goes through that. You know? Every parent.
So that's where the detachment is. I did what I could. But it does teach you that there's no good place in this material world.
Yeah, that's
no good situation.
But then, after a certain age, parents have to become friends.
Yeah.
They become more confidence winning rather than somebody else will win their confidence.
Mm.
That is the age.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
a respectful situation.
It takes a little while to transition, but when that happens. Then.
Sure. But awareness and those things are required. Some training,
why do
seminars.
They want to experience all that. Suffering in the material world. I call it suffering. They think it's enjoyable. They're just like, no, you kept me restricted.
And that's kind of cut down.
In fact, one person told me their son was a devotee and he met some non-devotee. And he didn't know the boy had been from a devotee family. And he was telling him, I just want to meet some Hare Krishna girl. They've been in those restrictions so long now. Get them to do anything. Like what?
That's correct. That's correct. Our Nivandan second generation, they had so much experience outside, but they came back.
Where was that?
The adolescent.
Yeah.
You know, but they appreciate whatever was given. Some positive and so they ask, the Gurukulis are still sticking to that part, you know.
But Maya is still, it can get you, you know, you can't play with it.
Definitely.
You can't like, oh, let me try it and then I'll walk away.
No.
It doesn't happen.
That's good. All right.
All right, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
You're going today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm leaving now.
Oh, Hare Krishna. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna Balaram is coming. I hope